It hasn't really been that big a story because it probably wasn't immediate, but David Gallop, just before the weekend, announced his resignation. It's coming up in December. He'll see out his term, but will he see out his term till December? Phil Moss joins us. G'day, Mossy.
It's a very good morning to you too, boys. Good to see you again.
Geez, I missed you, Mossy. I haven't seen you for a while.
Well, I was down the snow with the family last week.
How was it?
I had a week off, and there wasn't much football to talk about. We did on the Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah. It was blizzard-like conditions.
You'd be very technical on the skis, are you?
Bambi on ice probably is more apt.
You don't seem like a Bambi on ice. You look like you'd be very,
well, I have
good
to tell you this. When we went to get the skis, so I don't have my own skis, I hire them.
No.
And the bloke said, so are you a beginner, medium or aggressive? And my daughter turned around straight away said, very aggressive and very uncoordinated. Anyway, it was good fun. It was a good week.
It is a good time. Will he actually, was this just a fait accompli, and will he see out his term till December?
Look, I think he will. I do believe he will, because of the transition between the A-League being run by FFA and going independent. So I think David's expertise and inside knowledge of what's going on and what's gone on to get to this point will be important, as well as Greg O'Rourke, who's the head of the A-League. He's looks like his position will go from FFA to the new independent A-League. So I do think it's important for that transition period. The timing of the resignation was interesting, right around Origin time, to maybe bury a couple of headlines there, but strategic or not, maybe that's my cynical side. But look, I would like to take this opportunity to, I guess, congratulate David on a number of things that happened during his tenure. I mean, it was a, you know, he led FFA through the Lowy era. And the Lowys run a very, very tight ship, and they're very strong leaders in themselves. So it would have been a difficult role to have during that period. But he oversaw the hosting and the winning of the Asian Cup on home soil. He oversaw the new television deal with Fox Sports, which is a massive deal. He oversaw the appointment of two Aussies as Socceroo coaches, Ange Postecoglou, Graham Arnold, where the copybook was probably stained more so than anything else was the fan behaviour that he handled with the Flares, with Western Sydney Wanderers, and I think Melbourne Victory at the time, and also obviously the Alan Stadjic sacking. I think they're the two major stains on his copybook. But you know, it's been 7 years at the helm, and there's been a lot of change during that time.
Right. When the independent league is up and running, who's favourite, or who should be in charge? I know the clubs have got all the say, but will it be someone from club land, or will it be someone from outside like David Gallop was?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Loz. So the independent A-League will be the A-League, the W League and the National Youth League.
Yep.
They're the three leagues that will be independent, run by the clubs, of which Paul Lederer is the chairman at the moment. He owns Western Sydney
Wanderers, and he will be in charge of...
Well, he is at the moment, but Greg O'Rourke, who's the head of the A-League for FFA,
he's
is going
general
across.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Greg's the general manager.
So the grassroots will be...
Grassroots will still be FFA.
Yep, FFA.
But you'd assume there'll be a CEO of the independent A-League, of course, and how they structure it, we're about to find out, I suppose, on August 1, because that's when the blueprint is supposed to come out.
I want to get your opinion on this, because I was quite surprised that they... because we tried to cleanse soccer of all their ethnic bases, to make it more inclusive, and it wasn't, Croats versus Serbs or so on and so forth. And apparently that's all coming back.
Yes, there's...
What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, look...
Is that moving forwards or is that going backwards?
Well, I think it was done wrongly in the beginning,
right?
Because I think we have to pay tribute to, to the
heritage,
way football was set up in this country. And I think we kind of disrespected it a little bit when the FFA started and the A-League began, because if you look at the history of Australian football and the old National League, some of the clubs that were built off an ethnic base were absolutely fantastic clubs, fantastic people. There are you know, there were problems when certain ethnicity or cultural backgrounds clashed in the grandstands. But certainly I think there's a place for it, as long as it's done with common sense and in a reasonable manner. And it's not taken too far. But I think we took it too far the other way as well. So finding the balance, there's that word again, would be a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, everyone's looking forward to seeing what the details are when they're released. And hopefully,
devil is in the detail.
Hopefully it's the way forward for football in this country. But there's a couple of teams out here from overseas playing at the moment.
There are, yeah. We've got Manchester United and Leeds who do battle tomorrow night. Manchester United obviously put Perth Glory to the sword on
2-0.
The other night, 2-0. Yeah, it was 50,000 people, so fantastic spectacle for fans to be able to see Manchester United up close and personal. Yeah.
Do we pay for that? Do we pay to bring Man United?
Yes, yeah. So,
there's
is it
the club or the...
No, it's private promoters, but they have to pay FFA a licence fee, and this is where I get on my high horse a little bit. I think these big clubs that come out, and we've had the likes of Manchester United, we've had Liverpool, we've had Juventus come out a few years ago, we've had Arsenal, when I was at Sydney FC, we played against Arsenal, and I think the legacy of these trips must be a fee that is paid to FFA by the promoters, because these games are generating around $20 million, somewhere between $15 and $20 million every time. And the majority of that goes to the overseas club.
Well, they can go anywhere, mate.
Yeah, that's right, of course, of course. But I think the promoters should be taking, or there should be some form of regulation that part of that fee, over $1 million, has to go to FFA for a youth development fund. To help with our youth development system, because
why wouldn't the FFA just do it and cut out the middleman?
Well, who knows? They get a licensing fee, right, for the game.
So they're worried about the risk. But if you're bringing a Man United or, you know, someone of that ilk over here to Australia, surely you're confident that you'd sell it out.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'd make money.
You'd have to be. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we got a massive crowd a few years ago for an All-Stars game against Juventus. They're not there to see the All-Stars, with all due respect, or the A-League teams. They're there to see the superstars. But, yeah, I just think these games come and go, and it's a great opportunity for fans to see the superstars up close and personal. Great opportunity for the A-League boys to put themselves on the stage and possibly get a move. But what's left once they get on the plane and go back to Europe?
Yeah.
And I think that would be a good legacy to leave.
Mate, just quickly, too, Griezmann signing with Barcelona. So Messi and Griezmann together.
Oh, it's mouthwatering.
How far do they win by?
Although I believe it's put Barcelona in the red by about $141 million or something.
Can they make that money back?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's Barcelona. Right. I don't think they'll be in the red for too long. But that's mouthwatering to think of those two, you know, linking up. But that's what teams like Barcelona do. PSG look like Neymar is on the way out. Just didn't turn up for pre-season training. So that's not a good sign.
So you just don't. He wants out, obviously.
Yeah. I caught up with Stevie Corica the other day and I said, geez, that's...
he'd be all right.
That's good for you, isn't it? That's Sydney FC taking on PSG in China.
Where does he want to go?
Huh?
Where does Neymar want
to
go?
Look, there's talk he could be going back to Barcelona. Can you imagine that? That would be the case now, though.
And the other really quickly, mate, that Paul Pogba.
Yeah.
Can anyone cop him? I mean, he's over there in Perth currently, isn't he?
Yeah.
Where's he going to end up?
Who knows? But you saw the other night when he came off the bench at half time, he changed the game for Manchester United.
No one's doubting that.
Yeah, the quality. But you just, the way he struts around, I can't copy him.
Did you see the social media post?
No.
He had the blue with Man his United.
Team. Oh, yeah, that yeah, one. Yeah, 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 on the team walk. Yeah.
How good was that?
I mean, that could literally have been them just having a conversation, you know, and it's been blown out of proportion. But
if I was on 500,000 a week, it wouldn't change me much.
Well, you'd be going to lunch more often. My mate Bozza told me he ran into you two.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, we saw
Bozza. I was with him
Bozza
on Monday night, Sunday night.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Bozza said goodbye, and then TK said, well, we should go and get Bozza to come and join us. But by the time we got up, TK got up to go and find him,
you know what he said to me? He said, I was looking over, and I thought I saw this bloke that looked like Laurie Daly. I thought, no, it can't be, and I'm not going to go and say g'day because... You know, what if it's not? And I said, mate, when you see Laurie Daly, you don't mistake him for anyone else.
Once you see his nose.
No. One of the most famous.
He said when he turned around, it was him.
One of the most famous Greeks there is in Sydney. Good on you, mate.
Don't knock the Greeks.
Well
good
done,
on you guys. Cheers.
Phil Moss.